Ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Cowley. Welcome to the DJ Show, where it's all about preaching and speaking the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, I've never been so damn happy in my damn life that South Carolina won shit and beat Caitlin Clark in Iowa. Now, Caitlin Clark should have gone whatever, but she was getting overrated and I was getting tired of her ass. Y'all seen what happened? Shit. You know what? Shout out to South Carolina. I'm glad that a black woman won as a coach. Again, you know, they was talking about on Instagram that black people hate Caitlin. But at the same time, they were saying white people hate Angel Reese. You know, man, shout out to South Carolina. Cause man, I was rooting. I was jumping up and down on my motherfucking couch. I was like, come on, let's go, South Carolina. Let's get it together. You know what? A lot of y'all out there probably had Iowa winning, right? No, sir. Not me, ladies and gentlemen. I had my money on South Carolina. Because you know what? Did y'all see the last game when Iowa went up against UConn? They barely won that damn game. Caitlin won the game for Iowa with some damn free throws. And that was it. That was a good game. But at the end, it went sour, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I'm so glad the South Carolina won. You know what? Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you another reason why they beat Iowa and Caitlin Clark. Because South Carolina is taller. They were bigger. They were most dominant. You know what? Iowa's too damn small. They were smaller than a motherfucker. You know? Them sisters, that team was dominating Caitlin. She didn't know what to do. You know what? Then all of a sudden, she tried to make it all about her. I guess she forgot about the others, her damn teammates. She tried to make it all about her, you know? I guess she forgot about the others and shit, walking around, trying to get the basket. She didn't make it a we situation. She made it a me situation. Made it all about her. She forgot about her motherfucking teammates for a moment. You see, yourself saw what happened. She tried to do everything her damn self. Then she tried to be Steph Curry, you know what? And it fell it. But even Steph Curry, he's the GOAT. If he shared a motherfucking basketball, he don't forget about his damn teammates. You see, y'all saw what Caitlin was trying to do, right? Try to be like Steph Curry and it fell it. But she forgot about the others. She forgot about her motherfucking team. You see, South Carolina was bigger and taller and it was dominating her ass. They were surrounding Caitlin Clark. Shit, they was all running back and forth. They was all sharing the ball. They was all, you know, shooting a motherfucking shot. Shoot. It's like they were shooting so many motherfucking threes. Damn. South Carolina was shooting them threes like they had a damn court full of Steph Curry's, man. For real. Hey, that shit was crazy, man. But shout out to South Carolina. I'm so happy and glad that a black woman won the damn championship. Yes. You know, I was shouting at the top of my lungs, ladies and gentlemen. I was saying, go, sister. Come on. Let's go, South Carolina. Man, I was fucking happy that they won. I was cheering for them. Caitlin Clark, she's the GOAT, whatever, but she overrated. Shit, you know, Iowa's smaller than a motherfucker. Now, let's look at this from NBA standpoints. Okay, I'm a Lakers fan, right? You know how they punish smaller teams? That's what happened in college basketball. South Carolina was bigger and taller than Iowa. Iowa is small, and they dominated their ass. Period, point blank, end of the story. They dominated their ass. That's what happened. They don't have nobody but Caitlin Clark on Iowa. And that was it. She wasn't doing too much. Shit, her team should have lifted her ass up. They gotta make some motherfucking plays. They was getting the foul trouble. They were just running in circles. They was waiting for Caitlin Clark to produce a magic trick with her superpowers. That shit ran out, y'all. Okay, I'm gonna get off this subject. But hey, shout out to South Carolina. I'm glad they won. You know, shit. Caitlin Clark was overrated though, y'all. But okay, let me see. Now, WrestleMania. Damn, Drew McIntyre got the damn championship, beat Seth Rollins, get that little Claiborne kick, then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Damian Priest comes out, you know, oh, wait, Oh, before then, let me go back. Let me take a step back, ladies and gentlemen. CM Punk got up, got in Drew McIntyre's face after he won the belt. You know, Seth Rollins told him, "You fucking deserve it." Kicked him around. He landed on the motherfucking ground on the mat. Damian Priest came out, got him in a ring, you know, slam dunk Drew McIntyre, cover him, 1, 2, 3, got the motherfucking championship. He forgot about the Judgment Day, oh yeah. But you know what? That was the shortest motherfucking championship in history. I mean, damn. How it lasted, like, what was it? He was champion for how long? 20 minutes, 30 minutes or something? Damn, that was fast. He won. Drew McIntyre won the damn championship to only lose it in a matter of minutes. That fucking quick. Shout out to Damian Priest, though. Did y'all see CM Punk, ladies and gentlemen, sitting on the announce table laughing his ass off? He got the last laugh. Now, you know, I know it ain't the end for Drew McIntyre. I know he gonna be mad as hell. He probably fuming right now when Monday night come around. He gonna get in that ring. He gonna call CM Punk out. He gonna be mad as hell. He gonna probably want to kick his head off and say, "Hey, oh man, he looked at mad. He was mad as hell after he lost that motherfucking championship." Ladies and gentlemen, did y'all see him? He was just looking at CM Punk, just very angry, mad, frustrated, all type of shit. Yo. That was the shortest championship reign I ever saw, y'all. But damn, hey, this shit was crazy, though, y'all. Drew McIntyre was madder than a motherfucker when he lost that belt. Yo, that shit was crazy, y'all. But I was trying to search for some shit, ladies and gentlemen, online. It's Cody Rhodes. I did read something somewhere that Cody Rhodes beat it Roman Reigns today. But I read that shit somewhere. But I'm looking for some motherfucking pictures, videos, something. But that shit, I ain't seen it yet. Who out there got that shit yet? Got it on social media yet? Did anybody post the shit? Because I was saying the other night, Saturday night, I said, ladies and gentlemen, I said that the Bloodline Rules Anything Goes match favors Cody Rhodes more than it favors The Rock and Roman Reigns, because Cody Rhodes have no restriction. He could do anything in that match. I'm just saying, he can add a stipulation or add somebody can join him, whatever. And I read somewhere that Cody Rhodes ended Roman Reigns championship run. But I'm like, I'm still waiting for some motherfucking solid proof. Now, I just read some shit. I was looking for some fucking pictures or a damn video, and I ain't saw that shit yet. So I'm wondering what the hell is going on. Because you know how they post everything on social media, on Twitter and shit. I'm like, where the hell is this shit at? Man, if he won, congratulations to Cody Rhodes, you know. I said it. You know that Bloodlines Rules Anything Goes match? I told y'all it favored him. What did I say? The Rock and Roman Reigns made a big mistake with that Bloodline Rules Anything Goes match, because it favors him. The stipulation favors Cody Rhodes. You know? Shit. And if he beat it, Roman Reigns, congratulations. Hey, The Rock and them both made a motherfucking mistake. Roman Reigns is a rat. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Sami Zayn. Of course, yeah, he beat a gun throw that shit. That was all good, you know. But, ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Cali. Thank you for tuning in to the D2J Show, where it's all about preaching and speaking the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, happy Sunday. Hopefully, y'all having a nice day. Shit, man. Comcast text me. I guess it was they fucking computer or some shit. I got a motherfucking cable box I got for the motherfuckers. And I had the cable guy over. He fixed my shit. And I had a box, and he said, "Let me see if I can take that in for you." He said he couldn't. So I was thinking maybe I could just mail it back to him. You know, I was talking to Xfinity on the phone, and this lady was telling me that this representative that was helping me say you can go to an up store, they can print out a label and all that shit, you know. So I went to an up store today that was open, and they said, no, we can't do that. They can't print out no label, and you got to have everything packaged up with a label, then you can give it to them, and they'll send it off for you. And I'm like, damn, okay then. Now I'm thinking to myself, ladies and gentlemen, I might as well go out of town and go to Xfinity. Ah, crap, I don't feel like going over there. You know, spending all that damn money. It's like spending, you know, gas money. That shit add up, running around back and forth, trying to, gotta go way across town to turn in the motherfucking box and shit. You know, the cable man who was in my house a few weeks ago told me I had 90 days. But now all of a sudden, y'all, I got a motherfucking text talking about turn in your box today so you can reduce your bill. I'm like, what? Reduce my bill? I'm like, wait a minute, motherfucker. Don't I got 90 days to turn that damn shit in? It said returning your box so you can reduce your bill. Something about protect the environment. Some old bullshit. You know how you get them motherfucking text messages on your phone and shit, alerts and shit? Well, I got one from Xfinity. You know, so what I'm going to do, I'm just going to go to this motherfucking store and turn this damn box in, ladies and gentlemen. I thought about going to the motherfucking post office, getting some shit, wrapping this motherfucking Xfinity cable box up, you know, and sending this bitch off, you know. But at the same time, it's going to cost some money to buy a package. Then it's going to cost some more money to label the motherfucker. So why not just go and take that motherfucker in? Just turn it in. It'll be a lot cheaper. So, damn, man. Xfinity, this is crazy, y'all. You know how you have a motherfucker package. And when you need to return some shit, you can call up motherfuckers and say, hey, can I get a damn package, a damn box or something I can return this equipment in? And they'll hook you up with a motherfucking sticker and every damn thing. But Comcast, they don't do that shit. I'm like, damn. I could have sworn I had a sticker or some shit a long time ago. I was trying to get rid of something. And I put the motherfucking sticker on. I didn't have a package, but I seen the UPS, man. And I ran into him and I said, hey, could you take this and turn this in for me, whatever. Have it shipped off and everything was good. But damn, man. Let me get up early and get this shit over with. Because I got a brand new cable box, y'all. Because the one that I'm trying to turn in, it had a defect remote. And I told the motherfuckers, I want something brand spanking new. One that works. A cable box that worked. Not none of that iffy shit. Not none of that as-is shit. Because this is what happened, ladies and gentlemen. Motherfuckers would turn in their cable box, right? And I think long as the motherfucker can come on and you see the lights and shit, that's all they go by. They say, oh, it works. It's fine. It's like refurbish. It's use it, right? So when you take that shit, you get that box and you bring that shit home and the motherfucker don't work, it's as-is. That's what's wrong with it. Because these motherfuckers don't be doing shit. What they do, ladies and gentlemen, is they take used Zit cable boxes, wrap the motherfuckers up, and give them to the next customer. The shit be like ass is. So I got on the phone with the motherfuckers after I got this box that I'm finna turn in. I told the motherfuckers I want a brand spanking new box. Never used before. I don't want nothing used. That's like ass is. You feel me? So they hooked me up. So let me get up tomorrow morning and go turn in this motherfucking Xfinity box and get this shit over with. They say I got 90 days, but damn, they're gonna send me a text message and shit. Like the longer I keep the fucking box, the more my bill gonna be higher than what the fuck it is. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, y'all be cool out there, yo. I had to let y'all know about Xfinity if y'all fuck with the motherfuckers when you get a new box. Make sure you request a new box, you know, what it's never used before. Don't go to the motherfucking store and just say, hey, just give me a box. Tell them you want one that's never been used before because they'll give you a used fucking box. and that motherfucker be fucking up when you bring it home and connect, hook it up, you know, connect that shit. That shit happened to me before back in the day. I bought a motherfucking box and that shit was fucking up, y'all. And I had to go take that bitch back in. You know what I did? I told the motherfuckers, I said, let me see the damn cable box. Come on. I want to make sure it worked before I leave this motherfucker. You feel me? And they said, oh, no, we don't do that. But they gave me the box. I brought it home, connected. Everything was good, you know. Then I got this next one. This shit was fucking up. So I got on the phone and told the motherfuckers, give me a brand new box, you know, never used before. You feel me? Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's your hostess with the mostest, Mr. Cali. Thank you for tuning in to the DDJ Show, where it's all about preaching and speaking the truth, y'all. Man, you know, y'all know I got to have some action music on this motherfucker. You feel me? I got to have some action music out this bitch, you know. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm out this motherfucker. Until next time, folks, peace.